You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. We won't have a question today. Instead, I'm going to share with you some of the principles that I use when trying to understand Scripture. I have many people ask me from time to time how they can get the most out of Bible study. So what I'm going to share with you is a method that I call the contextual approach to Bible study. And it's going to be a two-part series where I share with you the four contexts. Now, the first one I call the faith context. Responsible interpreters have long recognized that when one approaches the Bible, one comes with one's presuppositions and pre-understandings of what the Bible is all about. Now, whether a person is coming from a confessional or an experiential stance, all of us have different encounters with the text as it either informs us, encourages us, or repulses us. The truth is, it's impossible for us to totally reject the reality that we approach the text as men, women, Baptists, Catholics, races, homosexuals, ethnic minorities, or whoever we are. Notwithstanding, while there are some inherent presuppositions that will affect the way in which the text is read, it is essential for the interpreter to try to be as neutral as possible so that the text can speak uninhibited. Now, having said this, there is one presupposition that is absolutely necessary for the Christian interpreter, and notice I say the Christian interpreter, and that is faith. You see, for the Christian, the Bible is not just another history book, but it's a book that has practical usefulness. It's a book that tells our story, the story of God's interaction with humanity. Now, as with any other ancient book, its content cannot be scientifically verified, at least not all of it, but the Christian believes that the accounts that we find in the Bible are indeed factual. Now, for me, the Bible is indeed the written revelation of God to humanity. While the complex and diverse nature of the textual tradition does indeed allow me to reject any notion of literary inerrancy, that is, that every word was actually dictated by God, I do believe that beyond the human errors that often obscure the biblical chronology or the accuracy of certain quotations, the Bible is still a reliable record of the reality that God does interact with his creation in some very dynamic ways. Now, confidence in the reliability of the biblical record is often based on one's experience. This has led many Bible readers to reason that since the Bible contains actual accounts of God's supernatural interactions in history, it can also be trusted as a guide for everyday living. And it can also be trusted as an accurate predictor of what's going to happen in the future. Now, because the Bible reflects the will of God, the faithful interpreter sees it as a source book of divine guidance in every area of life, whether it's politics, society, church, spirituality, or even personal issues. And so, of course, even as we apply the Bible to those different areas of life, it is indeed necessary for that first context to be operative. And again, that's the context of faith, believing that the Bible is indeed the Word of God. Then there's a second context with which I approach the Bible, and that is the historical context. Now, since the Bible is primarily a historical document, before we can actually apply its teachings to our contemporary situations, its writings must first be understood in their original context. Now, for the Old Testament, the historical context we find is primarily that of the societies and cultures that are associated with what we call the ancient Near East. Now, in terms of salvation history, the history of salvation, the historical context also involves the selection of Israel and his descendants as a special people of God who were to act as his agents among the nations. It is in this context that we are to read the Mosaic civil laws, for instance, and react to the seemingly heartless commands from God as he sends his chosen people to go out and conquer and plunder. Now, when we look at the New Testament, we see that the historical context here is chiefly the Greco-Roman Mediterranean world, which includes the various expressions and traditions of what we call post-Hasmonean Judaism. That's Judaism in the era after the Greek period. Now, from the standpoint of salvation history, we see the New Testament reflecting a period where God's special people are comprised now of those who view the death of Jesus on Calvary as an indication of the inauguration of this new age. In fact, this historical context, allows us to understand the anticipatory content of many of the New Testament writings, since the authors themselves expected to witness the second coming of Christ and experience the consequent glory that was to take place when all things came to an end. Now, in addition to establishing the religious and the social political context of the original writings, it is also necessary when speaking of the historical context that the interpreter reconstruct the original audience situation. Now, one may ask, how can we do this? Well, often we see that if we carefully investigate the text itself, there's enough information in there that will let us know what was going on with that audience to which it was originally written. We see many examples in the writings of Paul, which often give us detailed descriptions of everyday life among the early Christian believers. And so, again, the historical context is definitely one of the contexts through which one can get a better understanding of Scripture. And so again, this week we looked at these two contexts, the faith context, and of course the historical context, and then of course next week we'll look at another two. I hope this helps. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.LifeHeritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.